not a great recent run for the Blues. Is there any concerns about it?
Well, I think Ken Hitchcock always has concerns when they don't win. I mean, he's a perfectionist. He wants his team to be, you know, playing at the top of their games all the time. But there was a little bit of concern. You know, they really kind of almost stopped checking, kind of expected just to maybe not compete like the way they should be competing. But in Winnipeg on Tuesday night, they played a lot better. They got back to the grinding game that they're used to playing, and they ended up winning the game 2-1. So hopefully what had happened in those three losses is going to go away. And you know what? They can't get behind. And they found out that if they play sloppy in the first place, or should say first period, you know, good things don't happen. So they go back to the grinding game, and they played very well in Winnipeg.
You know, I look at that team, and I understand, Bernie, you know, fast starts are great in every sport. Nobody wants to get behind. But I look at that team and I think that's exactly the type of team that should be able to come back from a, you know, no one goes out and says, hey, let's get down 2-0 after 4 minutes and then we'll start playing. But I look at that team and they shouldn't have as much of an issue with that, should they?
Well, Jeff, they have, you know, they have four lines that they can turn over, and they've got, you know, really, because their defense pairings are you know, jump up with the play so that they can score, and they can grind their way through a game. But, you know, and they have come back. I mean, even they got behind, you know, by four goals in San Jose, got it to 4-3 before losing the game. Same thing happened in L.A. They were down by three, you know, got it to 3-2. But, you know, again, they can score, they can compete, and I think that they maybe got to the point where they were a little overconfident what they could do. And, I mean, you can fall behind by a couple of goals, and I think lots of teams do that. Don't come out of the chute very quickly, and all of a sudden find themselves down by a couple of goals. Well, this team, if they get down by a couple of goals, there's never any doubt that they can come back and win the game. But when you fall behind by three or four, especially with the teams like L.A. or San Jose, Anaheim, these are all good teams, and you're not going to come back when you're playing the really good teams. I mean, I don't want to, you know, consider some of the teams, you know, not any good, but when they're not as good, I think the Blues have certainly more confidence that they will, no matter who they fall behind, they'll come back. But I think they've learned the lesson that there's a really good teams in this league. You know, you can't spot them a bunch of goals because you're not going to be able to battle back.
You know, the Blues are 17-1-2 when scoring first. Now, I know a lot of teams, it is remarkable when you score first how many games you win, but when they're trailing after the first period, they're 0-5-2, and they're 1-5-2 when behind after two. So that would certainly speak to the importance of a fast start. This team has so much talent on it, but it really seems that Alex Steen, I would think for a lot of people, he's one of the biggest surprises this year. I mean, I loved him, the way he played in Toronto, and I covered his dad in Winnipeg, and I was a huge fan of his dad. But what's happened to his game this year? Is it just a matter of it all kind of clicking in for a guy?
Yeah, Jeff, I think he came back with a real, you know, different attitude. I mean, he was very, very, you know, disappointed, to say the least, when they lost to L.A. last year after being up 2-0 and then getting swept the last 4 games. And, you know, he was a real bitter man when he left for the summer last year. And it just seems that he came, you know, with the attitude that this is the year that everything is going to happen. I know he believes in this team, and he knows this team has a really good chance of really competing for the Stanley Cup. So, he's kind of been the leader on this hockey club. I mean, David Back is the captain, but I think when you look at you know, the leadership, the conscience of this hockey club, I think it is Alexander Steen. And you know, he right from the start, his compete level is unbelievable. I mean, you all know how well he plays both ends of the ice. I mean, he's always been a great two-way player, but you know, for whatever reason, I mean, this was the year that he just said things are going to happen. And he's on the puck. He's the first guy at practice. He's the first guy on the bike after the game. So he really is got that drive, that internal drive that you know, maybe he had before, but I mean, he's taken it to another level. And you know, things are happening for him right now. I mean, it's not. I mean, you know, they say always good things happen to people that are good people and work hard. Well, it's what's happening to him right now, because he's a good person. He's a great player, and he's working his, you know, his butt off right now, and things are happening. And, you know, the guys in the locker room, the guys on the ice are following him. And I mean, it's been wonderful to watch. And, you know, we now have really come to expect this every night from Alex Steen, because we've watched it long enough, and things are just happening like they should for him right now.
Bernie Federico joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Brian Elliott is scheduled to start tonight. At least that's what we've been led to believe. We like the two goaltenders that the Maple Leafs have. I've got to ask you, is Brian Elliott the best backup in the NHL?
Yeah, he is. I mean, Brian comes in and plays. I mean, no one plays and competes harder in practice, and Brian understands his position here. Yara Halakia has really had the most of the starts. The Blues, I think, felt that right from the start. They were going to give Halak the opening call right from the start. And it's hard being a backup goaltender, but Brian's in a situation where the guys love him. The guys love playing in front of him. And no matter when he plays, no matter when he comes in, they're all going to give that 100% effort for him in front of him. And he's been absolutely outstanding, played great in Winnipeg. The Blues didn't really have another great start in the game there in Winnipeg, and he was really the difference in the first period before the Blues were able to settle down. So, yeah, I there's no question in my mind that if you want to have a good backup goal, that we'll be ready to play at any time, Brian Elliott is the guy.
You know, in Canada, and to a certain degree in the United States as well, I mean, we're already talking about the composition of the Olympic rosters for Sochi. Jay Bouwmeester is a guy whose name gets a lot of play, and you know, you can throw him and PK Subban and a bunch of guys into the mix, and you can get a pretty good argument going. What level is his game at right now? He's a plus 13. He's got 19 assists, and I caught a couple of their games. I watched a bit of a game a couple of weeks ago, and he's so fast and just so aware. His sense of awareness on the ice is really remarkable.
Yeah, Jeff, it really is. I mean, he's been absolutely great. I mean, this was a great acquisition by Doug Armstrong last year, getting him from Calgary, and the fact that he's paired with Alex Petrangelo has been, you know, this is a great, great pair. You know, they feed off each other, and Jay Bouwmeester is an amazing skater. He's got a great stick, and he's a big guy. He's tall. And right now, his game is absolutely superb. I mean, I don't think I can use a better word than that. I mean, he's jumping into the play. You know, he really is never out of position, but he's also one of those guys that, because he skates so well and because he's got such a long reach, if he does get out of position, he easily gets back into where he should be. But right now, with the system that they're playing, I mean, he's able to jump up with the plays. You know, he's a very good skater, as I said, and he just kind of reads off what Petrangelo is going to do, and one of them is always up ice, and they're always making sure that if that they're going to cover up for the other guy if somebody gets out of position. But Jay Bouwmeester certainly, in my opinion, deserves to be one of the guys that's going to be on that roster with the Canadian team.